Hello, my name is Amanda, and I'm responding to the thread about body language. And I totally agree with everybody that has posted previously about this topic. But the one thing I've noticed that what hasn't been said, and I actually use a lot, because I was partially sighted up until I was about 30, and so that was about, 8 years ago. And then, but ever since I've gone totally blind, I actually still do a lot of body gestures, you know, especially if I am asking some stranger on the street for directions. You know, I'll point in the direction that they, over there or to your left or whatever. I'll actually point in that direction. And I found that giving such gestures, just small gestures, has given me a lot more information from that person than I would if I never did. I've seen my boyfriend Kelly, he's totally blind from birth, and I've seen him ask people for directions, and he doesn't use the gestures or nothing, and he's like, and they'll just rattle off something and then walk away. Well, for me, I'll actually stand there and do certain gestures, you know, point in directions, and they'll give me a little bit more feedback. And he's standing there like, what was that all about? You know? Because I won't have to, I won't have to say a whole lot because I am using the gestures with a sighted person. For me, also having Kelly as a totally blind boyfriend, it's great because I've gotten in so much trouble with making faces and everything. I'm the type of person that will like if you're like, I don't know, if you say something, you're gonna be repeating something, or I will, roll my eyes or just make some kind of face. Or if you're saying something, that's just stupid to me, I'll give you, are you just, did you just say that look? Or are you really that dumb look? I'll look at him. And I found that I get a lot less in trouble. As long as I don't say anything, I can still make my faces at him. And he doesn't have no clue, but if I start, making any kind of size or anything, of course he'll pick up on that. But what I want to ask, especially for those of you who have been totally blind from birth, is it that you're just... Because I noticed with Kelly, his gestures are very rigid. Like, if he points, with his entire arm and finger. I mean, it's very rigid. It's like, okay. For me, because I've seen before, it's more fluid. It's more relaxed. And I'm wondering if... Is it just him? Or is it just something that, you have to learn to be more flexible in your gestures? Because some of the times when I point in a direction, it could be just simply not even using, just simply lifting my hand and using my finger to point in direction. I'm not using my arm or using my hands. I'm actually just using one of my fingers to point in a direction. And with him, it would be literally his whole arm, hand, and finger. It's like, and his muscles are very tight. And I'm like, wow. And I'm thinking, wow, if you're not careful, you're going to hit somebody. So it's just a question I was wondering. But great topic, and I hope to hear some more.